Shmuel, they both say that Kelov Shel Odom is Koina Loi B'chol Mokom. The Kelov of a person, your own utensils, like if you own, you have a basket, it could be Koina for you, B'chol Mokom, whoever it is. Let's say I go now and I want to buy some fruits off you. So the Lekeach, the one that buys it, he has a basket. So as soon as they put the fruits inside his basket, automatically he's Koina the fruits. B'chol Mokom, wherever it is. However, Chutz M'shus Rabin, but not in the M'shus Rabin. That's what Rabban Shmuel holds. It's in the M'shus Rabin, even though you own the Keli, so what? There, it's not Kona for you. Like Rashbam says, Keli Shalodimim Shalokeach, Koina Loi Impostak Domim, if I made up a price already, like Ruvain goes to the store to buy $10 worth of grapes. So they made up clearly $10 worth, and then the Moicha puts the grapes inside his basket. So the Lekeach Ruvain owns the grapes now. B'chol Mokom, Afilu B'Rishus Moicha. That's really the Chiddush. Even though you're still in the store, you're still B'Rishus Moicha, you're still in the store. But as soon as the storekeeper, wherever it is, puts the grapes inside your basket, right away your coin is yours. And Rashbam says, that it has to be the Moicha says, I want your Kli to be kona for you. That's what Rabban Shmuel holds. That if a Lekeach comes into a store and they put the fruits into his basket, he's kona it. Just not for shus around him. However, the Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, the Amri Tavayu, they both say, afilu b'shus around him, and even helps for shus around him. Again, if Reuven wants to buy some fruits, and Reuven has his kli, even though now he's out in the Rosh Hashanah, and somebody that wants to sell the fruits brings it to him and puts it inside his kli, inside the Rosh Hashanah, still this corner, that's what the Yechonim is like as old. Yeah. So Kitzel Machlokes is, does it help even Rosh Hashanah or not? Yeah. Now, Omar of Papa, the Papa wants to say, you should know, I'll tell you, maybe Loi Pligi. Maybe there's no machlekes over here, loy pligi. No, rather like this, kan b'shus rabim, kan b'simta. Because that the Rav Yechon Rishlokas says, that you could be koina if it's in your kli, he only meant in a simta, not in a real b'shus rabim. In a real b'shus rabim could be, everybody holds, your kli means nothing. Since it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the rabim, you can't be koina there. That the Rav Yechon Rishlokas said, b'shus rabim, they didn't really mean it, he only meant a simta. But Rashbam says, "Kukan b'simto, hold the reshlokas of Yechanan." That a simto we had before, that's like a side street, which really is private property. But it's aloha midrabbonin that whoever puts his kli there, whoever makes a mashicha there, could be konerit. So the simto, it's like a reshus rabbin. The Gemara speaks out, "V'yamai korer lahu reshus rabbin." If Rav Yechanan reshlokas only meant in a simto, he did not really mean Rishus Rabin. So why do we call it Rishus Rabin? Let him say clearly B'Simto. So Moran says, Shein Rishus HaYochid. It just means to say that it's not a Rishus HaYochid. In other words, according to Rabin Shmuel, your Kli is going to Kona either in your Rishus or else in the Moshe's Rishus, in the real Rishus HaYochid. And the Simta he's not talking about. Here we're talking about a Simta though. In a Simta, that's what Yechon Shlokas agrees and says, you could be Kona in a Simta. So therefore, it's, all right, that's the way he answers. But avadi in the Rishus Rabim Mamish, to put down your kli in the Rishus Rabim, there's no kinyan.
Yeah.
Zali Mora says, so Mora says, Hochi down the mitzvah, but this is the Savar also. Did I tell you that avadi what? That he only means in a simto and not in a real Rishus Rabim. The Yomer of Avu, Rabbi Yechanan, Kelev Shalodim, Koinelo Bechomokom, Rabbi Yechanan says that a Kelev Shalodim, it means your basket, something that you own, and now you want to buy something. And if they put that into your basket, so koinelei b'chol mokom sheyesh lo rishus lanichay. As long as you have permission to put the basket down there, then the basket is kona for you. So what's the deal? Yesh lo rishus in. If you have permission to put your basket down, then taki your koinel that mokom. But ein lo rishus lay. If you have no permission to put your basket down, then you're not koina that mokum. So Shema Minah, this is a good proof that Rishus Rabim, usually you have no permission to put your basket down in the Rishus Rabim. Rishus Rabim is meant for people to walk through there. You don't stop, put down a basket in the middle of the street. You have no real permission to put your basket down in the middle of the street. So therefore, the Rishus Rabim, your Kalov, would not be koina for you.
but in a simta, or else in any special place, any makam like Rishus HaYochid, whether it's the Moichis Rishus, whether it's Lakeach's Rishus, wherever you have permission to put down your kli, so then if somebody puts, or the fruit, whatever you want to buy, comes into your kli, your kona, in such a kinyan as Caleb, then comes to your Rishus. Yeah. That's the proof here again that Rishus Rabim itself, nobody says you can really be kona. It only means Vesimta. Now, Toshima, come in here. Says Aloha, Toshima, it says, Abo Midois B'moichrin. There are four different Midos, how you sell things. About selling things, when you can retract, when you can't retract, what is called the good Mechir or not. The Aloha is like this. It says, Abo Midois B'moichrin. One is, Ad Shaloi Nismala Mido L'moichrin. If a Moichrin, let's say, is selling you wine, Reuven is selling Shimon wine. Reuven sells wine. So Reuven starts to pour off the wine into Shimon's basket, in his flask, in his bottle. So Kol Zaman Reuven is pouring off the wine. That means actually in the small mida, before the gallon was filled up to the top, L'meicher. Then if the Meicher wants, he could retract it up to the Meicher, like he did not sell it yet. But Mishen is smaller. Once the Meicher, once Shimon filled up the basket or the barrel of wine till the top, Mishin Ismala, Mida, then the Lakeach, then the Maitre belongs to the Lakeach. The Lakeach owns this wine, and it's up to him. He says the Meicher can't retract anymore. So we'll soon see in whose kli we're talking about. But that's this halacha. If somebody's selling wine, so when he's pouring off the wine into the other person's barrel, so Kol Zaman, he's pouring it off, he didn't fill it up yet, it's still the Meicher's Rishus. The Meicher could retract if he wants to. But once he filled up the basket already, it's like Naz Lakeach has it, he takes it home, it's his, he can keep it. That's what the Braisa says. Now, B'ned Devar Mamur, when was this said? B'nida Shein Shoshnein. And a Nida, that means in a basket that doesn't belong to neither of them. Avulim Hoysa Nida Shalechad Mehen. But let's say this barrel that they're pouring the wine into belongs to one of them. Avul Nida Shel Echad Mehem, then Rishon Kona. Then, as soon as you pour off, whatever you pour off, it's Kona right away. We'll soon see. Halachur means it's the Lakeach, the one that's buying the wine. If it's his basket, if it's his barrel, so then, as soon as the Meicher pours in some wine, let it be a few drops, automatically the Lakeach is kind of the wine. As soon as the wine gets in the basket, and he's pouring the wine over. So when the wine comes into his basket, as soon as any wine that gets into his basket, he's kind of his. Yeah.
While he's pouring, it's still in the basket.
Yeah, that's the slushing of Rishon Kona. Now again, the Ned Devar Mamum, when was this said? Rishus Harabim Uvachotzer She'ena Shel Shneim. It's talking about in the Rishus Harabim, or else in the chotzer that does not belong to either one of these two, the chotzer she'enoi shoshneim. Avo b'rishus moichar, but let's say we're talking about now where you're pouring off the wine in the moichis store, in the person that's selling it by him, then loikono achi yakvienu, oy achi yetienu rishusai. Then the lakeach can't be kind of this wine until either the lakeach picks up the barrel. Like if you came into my store where I'm selling the wine, then even though I'm pouring the wine into your barrel, still you're not kona since it's in my rishus. How, when are you kind of the wine? Either you pick up the barrel, you make a kinyan hagbor, that's one thing, or you also make a mashicha, or you actually have to yen over rishusai. You have to take it out of his rishus. So that's the loch if it's rishus mecha. What about Rishus Lakeach? What about if, let's say, I'm the one that's buying the wine, you're selling it, but you come into my Rishus, and you bring your big barrel of wine, and you start pouring your wine into my barrel, which is in my Rishus? Let's say it's Rishus Lakeach, though. Then, Kivon, Shekibbal Olav, Meicher, Kona Lakeach. As soon as the Meicher, like, admits and says, I'm selling it, okay, that's a good Kinyan. In other words, it's in your chotzer. You're in the lakeach. It's in your house. So as soon as I say, okay, I'm selling it to you, and as soon as you accept it, so the kinyan is chal right away. Not that kinyan chutzar. Like if I come into your house to sell you wine, so as soon as I start pouring the wine into your basket, avad, you corner it right away. That's called b'shus l'keach, kivan shekibul olav meicher, as soon as the meicher accepts upon himself. Like he has that to sell it, is right away corner l'keach. Then right away there's a kinyan l'keach owns it. Yeah. Now, b'shus haloi, hamufkodim etzloi, what's going to be if it's in a reshus now of a third party that was mufkodim etzloi? That means the meicher is really a shoyne pikodin. He's like watching this kli for somebody else. A third person gave this barrel to the meicher to hold for him. He's like a shoyne pikodin. He's like he's watching this pikodin now. So reshus haloi hamufkodim etzloi lekono achikabel olov oyache yaskires mekoyman. Then we say that Lakeach is not Koner in this barrel, since this barrel, Lamaisa, does not belong to him, it doesn't belong to the Meicher, it really belongs to a third person, that's Mufkodim, means he's a Shema Pikodim. So then, when is the Lakeach Koner the wine? When does he receive the wine? Achiyakabal Olav, either he accepts upon himself, it's not like he gets permission from the first Maskid to let him use it. In other words, the third person that really owns this barrel, that gave it to the Meicher to hold, if the Lakeach gets permission from him to use it, then it's also kind of. That Rosh Bam says, Achikabal Olov, Nifkad b'mitzvas mafkid liyachad l'rishus l'lakeach, liknois, haperus, pashehu shom. That once the Shemer ha-pikodin, if the Meicher, again, the Meicher is holding on to somebody's barrel, belongs to somebody else, he gave it to me to watch it. So now the Meicher, when he gets permission from him, and says, listen, I want to sell my wine to other people. So I want to be able to use your barrel that I'll pour off my wine into that barrel and then he'll be kind of the wine. So that's good. If you get permission from the original owner that he says that now when the money